Welcome and thank you for choosing freeconferencecall.com. You are helping people around the world communicate for free. There are 4 participants in the conference. The recording has started.
Okay.
All right. Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
Meeting in order.
All right.
Ms. Rucker.
Dear Lord, help us to make decisions that are right and good for all people. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Sunshine announcement.
Okay. This meeting is being held in accordance with the provisions of the Open Public Meetings Act. Adequate public notice of this meeting has been given by the city clerk of the city of Bordentown in the following manner. Posting written notice of the time, date, and place on the official bulletin board. See? 324 Farnsworth Avenue, Bordentown, New Jersey, on July 23rd, 2020. Electronic submission and mailing of written notice of the time, date, and place to the Trenton Times and the Burlington County Times on July 23rd of 2020 and duly advertised in the Burlington County Times on July 26th of 2020 by filing written notice with the clerk of the city of Bordentown on July 23rd of 2020.
Okay, roll call.
Mayor Lynch?
Here.
Deputy Mayor Bradowski?
Here.
And Commissioner Myers.
Here.
Can anyone hear me?
Okay.
All right, Mayor Lynch, Director of Public Safety and Affairs.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Archer. If everybody could speak up, too, we're coming in here by remote, too. I don't know how this is going to go through.
Yeah.
Make sure the residents hear this as well. This was a special meeting call tonight to do some house cleaning in City Hall for the separation agreement of a CFO and appointing a public entity to do a kind of a, that job for temporarily. But in addition to that, I want to comment a little bit on what happened over the weekend. We tried our first Bordentown restaurant weekend, and for all intents and purposes, it went very well. We did have some hiccups. As anything, when you try something new and you take a swing of the bat, there are times when you have to take a step back and adjust. So let's start with Friday night. Friday night was a very hot night, and we closed the street from Park Street over to Jester's. And as many of you know, band was taking place down at the brewery. And in addition to that, I got a notification that they picked Bordentown again for another protest. And this protest strikes home to me. It was against law enforcement defunding the police department. Why they picked Bordentown City, I have no idea. I think it's a disgrace that they did. I have no problem, no issue with protests. It's the First Amendment right. You can do whatever you like to do in a public manner that is reasonable and makes sense. This made no sense to me. I've been public safety director for going on 32 years, and if you were to tell me that we're going to have a protest with girls at Bullhorns running through town while people were trying to sit down and have a relaxing dinner, I would have told you no way that would happen in Bordentown City. And it did. Some of the comments that were made while they were trying to relax and have dinner were things such as, "Your white privilege, you shouldn't be eating in town." Another girl was overheard saying, "Well, I'm being paid for this, I don't give a shit what happens here." Another girl said something to the effect of, "I think we got the wrong camp." Another girl said something to the effect of, this worked out great, the street's closed. Ladies and gentlemen, this is our town. I don't mind taking bullets for things we do wrong, but I am not going to be Washington, D.C. here. This is not fair to my police officers. you're putting a bullseye on their back every time somebody comes up with a cockamamie idea coming to town and protesting something we have nothing to do with. We have gone out of our way time and time again. We are a community that is second to none. We've been through a lot together. I'm going to give you a recording right here of an incident we had not too long ago and how we handled it. I was told that this flyer was put on a Bordentown Neighbors Acting Together Facebook page, and I asked to take it down. And I was told that if you take it down, it's going to create more trouble. I don't believe that. I think it's wrong. I think what they did is if they're advertising nonsense, then the Facebook page is nonsense. Because our police officers do not deserve to be treated like this. They respond to over 1,000 calls a year. You tell that to the people who had a heart attack and were trying to save their mother because my police officers are EMTs now. You tell it to the people who have a bad accident and the police officer is the first one there to save your life along with our EMT and fire companies. Tell it to the 5 girls that got hit by the car out here 20 years ago and our police officers saved those 5 girls' lives and they had helicopters in here and got them out of here. That's our police department. That's the department I head. I'm the director of public safety. That's my job. So that being said, as we get into the night, we have bullhorns and we have to walk down Main Street. And unfortunately, the only one that got into a little tussle with them was the band at the brewery. So now they got to play games back and forth. Who's going to be louder? So that now that disruption adds to another disruption. Now you're disrupting the neighborhood. And we got many complaints. I know the deputy mayor got many complaints to turn the music down. And it got into something of an area we didn't like very much. CJ, as president of DBA, I know you weren't happy with it as well. Contrary to Saturday night, completely different scenario, peaceful, no typical Bordentown night, a lot of compliments, the restaurants did well, everybody pretty much happy.
It was picture perfect.
Picture perfect. So, that being said, we're going to admit when we're wrong. We made some mistakes, and going forward, I would like to do it again. Sometime in August, and I'd like to do it again sometime in September. But before that happens, I think the 3 of us need to talk. I think we need to talk with DBA and the brewery. And we'll say tonight that there could be no bands, or rock bands, period, down that part of the town if we even close that street. So we need some more. So that being said, does anybody have any questions on what I just said? Does everybody understand? Yes?
I just wanted to make a really quick comment. So unfortunately, for some reason, given whatever misinformation was being spread on Friday, I was sort of pegged as one of the people that organized this Defund the Police rally, and that was kind of spreading in whatever circulation. And
why would that be?
Because I don't know. No one ever addressed it with me. They just felt like talking about it amongst themselves.
Right.
So I took it upon myself to call Chief Miller myself and just tell him, like, you know that I wouldn't do that.
Right.
He was like, I absolutely never thought it was you, so like you don't have to worry about it. I felt the need to go up to all the cops that were out there that night to tell them, but I'm just like, I shouldn't have to feel like I'm targeted by misinformation, regardless of who is spreading that news.
Right.
So I would like to publicly just make everyone aware that that is not my agenda, that is not something that I was partaking in. Whether I'm part of a group that somebody else posts on, that's it's like free speech. People people are allowed to post whatever the hell they want.
Right.
It doesn't mean that I'm part of it. But, you know, I just needed to make sure that that was known publicly, because that would really infuriate me. But I just felt like I'm not going to sit there and waste my time acknowledging so I didn't. So, but I just wanted to make that
clear. Well, I think the miscommunication, if there was a disconnect,
mm-hmm.
and I sent John a text to the effect, mm-hmm. could you please have that removed from that page, because your name was on as a moderator.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where people put your name to it.
Yeah, I certainly didn't. Yeah.
I know Joe didn't. I know anybody in his room didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Had your name not been on as moderator, I think your name
wouldn't even have came up. So, yeah.
But ironically, whoever is in charge of that page
mm-hmm.
did the right thing. They took your name off of the moderator, but they didn't take down defund the police.
Yeah.
which infuriates me, because they took the time to take your name off as the moderator, but they didn't take the time to take the flyer off that shouldn't have really been on there in the first place.
Well, I will say, though.
So whoever that administrator is, or whoever does that, pulls that trigger, mm-hmm. they did you a disservice.
Well, and I will say that removing it would have caused a big issue, because sometimes, like, when there are, I agree. Like,
I just played the governors.
Yeah.
I could have ignored those two, but
yeah.
I didn't ignore.
No,
I stood up for what was right.
Yeah.
And we haven't had a problem since.
Yeah.
And I'm going to stand up for this tonight, because I'm going to read a resolution.
Yeah.
In support of the police.
Yep.
All right. I hope that all three of us sign it.
Mm-hmm.
After I read it, Grace, I'm going to instruct the office. Make copies of it mm-hmm. with our signatures on it, with a vote, and I want a copy of it in every police officer's paycheck next go around. Fieldsboro is joining with me in the joint resolution because they are outraged with it as well.
And I will say, I mean, one of the, you know, just based on, like, obviously whoever did post it, you know, sometimes you will see, like, when something gets taken down, now all of a sudden you're trying to hush it up and
it's a private page.
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody's really going to care if it was taken down.
Yeah,
the people who saw it didn't like it.
It
should have came down. It was a public space, and you could put something else on there.
Mm-hmm.
I could put something. My wife tried to join Bordentown Neighbors Against whatever Bordentown Neighbors Working Together. She was denied.
Okay.
All right, so I'm offended by that.
No,
all right?
No, that's
so we all have our freedom of speech. Yeah. We all have know what we're doing.
Yeah.
I think the lane that we're in,
mm-hmm.
we need to be respectful. That's what we say, right?
Yeah.
We want to be respectful.
Yep.
I want to be respectful. I don't want bullseyes on my police officer's back.
Absolutely.
Period. No more. Over. This is the fifth protest we've had in the city of Bordentown since just the last 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
All right? I'm okay with protest.
Yeah.
I wanted them to go through Father Matt in the church one time,
yep.
have some impact. Couldn't do that. Last minute, had to do it this way. Had to do it this way. Had to do it that way. My police officers, I have to protect.
Yep.
And I'm going to stand up where I'm going to read this in a minute.
Yep.
Any other questions?
Yeah. Who's in charge of this case?
There's two administrators, Joe. I'm not on it, so.
Well, you know, I don't want any of that stuff.
Yeah.
But I would think there's somebody who is in charge of this thing. Because I got a number of phone calls. I got one thing. My wife got a phone call. I got a phone call, you know, hammering me. And I said, look, you got to call the commissioners. I'll give you their numbers. You call the commissioners.
They did.
I I've been around here 28 years. And we've faced a lot of critical issues. And this is not one of them. My police department, you know, is our local guys, local families, local people, and they deserve to have the respect of living here, growing up here, raising their families here. And look, are they perfect? No, no one's perfect. But it gets pretty sick. I spoke to one of the young ladies and I said, why are you coming to the police? She said, oh, our police are real good. I said, well, why are you funding the police? Well, there's some other things we want. And then the guy took her away, wouldn't let her finish the answer. Look, I don't want to get phone calls. I get on average probably 15 to 20 phone calls about city business that I get firm or somebody else. And the thing is, it's about time that somebody starts standing up and saying, wait a minute, if this is going on here, we have to deal with that. Not letting the public be subject to potential problems. God forbid if there had been a broken window or a fight breakout because that girl was in people's faces down in front of Angelo's with that bullhorn telling people if they don't get up and raise their hand, they're complicit in killing people or whatever she said. I don't know exactly what she said. But that's wrong. That's wrong for this town. And I expect the elected officials to stand up, stand together, talk together and make sure we don't have a problem. You start having damage done. It took a long time for you and myself and others to bring this town back. mostly destroyed in a matter of hours or weeks. If there was ever a fire or some kind of incident on Farnsworth Avenue on that side of the street, that you'd lose the whole lot. Without any, you couldn't say that. So please, guys, talk together, work together, and as far as I'm concerned, whoever put that up there and was in charge of that page should have taken it down. And if they couldn't stand up and say why they couldn't take it down, then they ought to talk to the public about it, because they put the public at risk.
I'd like to say a few words, too, here, just because, for whatever reason, my name was also put out there as an organizer of this event, which is a lie, and there are people in this city who insisted on spreading a lie, knowing that it was a lie. And it's something that, if anyone knows anything about me, would know that defunding the police is the last thing that I would want to do. My father, state trooper, was the director of the Burlington County Police Academy. My stepmother was the highest ranking female state trooper before she retired. My brother is an active West Windsor police officer on the SWAT team. My cousin is a Chesterfield police officer. My cousin's husband is a state park police officer. So to have people accuse me of organizing this, and my fiance for organizing this, is an insult to me, to her, and it does no service to yourself to spread any lies about that. Now, as far as the Bordentown Neighbors Acting Together page, which is a private group that Srudy and I happen to belong to, just like I belong to pretty much every other Bordentown group that's been created, that post was put up there a couple weeks ago. It got rescheduled. Zero traction. The comment stream that was going along this post was, we don't need that here. This is not what Bordentown's about. That you're taking the wrong approach. The post generated conversation that supported the police officers. And this is the type of group, none of them were from town. This is an outside group that identified Bordentown because, honestly, I think they confuse Bordentown City with Bordentown Township. And whether you want to recognize it or not, Bordentown Township has made national news for having a racist police chief who's being charged with hate crimes. So if you want to look for a reason why they chose Bordentown, that's why. So to just try to brush it off to the side to say, pay these people no attention, that is the absolute wrong tact. If it came out that the mayor and the commissioners forced an event to get taken down to promote the whatever free speech that they were going to exercise, in my mind, that is far worse than allowing the 10 people that showed up to an ineffective rally where the town did not support it. So you may disagree with that opinion, but to then turn around and try to say it was because of us is false. It's a lie. Look, if you want to point to my record as a public official, we have just increased the police department's budget by $80,000. So it doesn't square there either. So publicly and professionally, I was insulted, I am insulted by the insinuations that we had anything to do with it. And on top of that, the administrator of the BNAP page is Jennifer Kovac. Her husband is a U.S. Marshal. So you don't think that he's in the crosshairs every time he goes to work as well? She had a serious consideration about what to do with that post as well. She talked to him about it. It wasn't a good idea. It's poking the bear. So it was a failure of a rally in Bordentown City because Bordentown City has an excellent police department. Point blank. And absolutely, I will sign this resolution tonight, tomorrow, every week going forward. I support our police department. But don't confuse the fact that because I didn't use the bully pulpit of the commissioners, the Board of Commissioners, to force someone to take down a post on a Facebook page, that's wrong. So I just wanted to clear the air on any of that.
Well, I don't know where you're getting your information. You seem to be the second one that's saying that you've been accused of something here. So if you're being accused,
I was called several times by people telling me that they can't wait to vote me out. They wanted to find out where I lived.
Well, they don't want me in office either, so don't feel bad. But here's the gist of it. Here's the facts, the truth. You are allowed to say take something down. I'm allowed to say it. I'm allowed to say I don't agree with that. Would you please kindly take it down? I didn't say take it down, the mayor. I'm forcing you to take it down. I said, would you please have this removed? It has no use in Bordentown. If the name of the Facebook page is true, Bordentown Neighbors Acting Together, why the hell would the administrator let that go up? It should be a non-discussion. There should be no discussion. That's if you read the beginning of the page, which somebody showed me, which I was stunned, it's all about discourse. Well, that's discourse. Starting a fight. Starting a fight by telling us the police department defunded. These people said defund our police department. They didn't say defund Washington, D.C.'s or Portland's. They said Bordentown City. And the fact it was rescheduled even reeks of more. It was premeditated. They knew that street was going to be closed. They came here for a purpose.
I'm tired
of hearing about this Chief Nacera thing in the township when we're getting mixed up with Bordentown City and Bordentown Township. It was me who took the initiative when that whole episode happened in the township. I offered my services and Chief Miller's services to sit on a stage and listen to the public in a public forum at the high school, even though the city and the township was not involved in any of that nonsense and had no knowledge of it. I felt it was appropriate for us to sit there, answer questions along with the mayor and the administrator of the township, because Bordentown is one name. And I wanted to make sure I was there and I had a seat at the table. And that's what I did. And I answered questions. Matter of fact, there's a lot of questions that came up about the city that night, so I was glad I did. So the appearance of this, the appearance, rescheduling it, and the comments that came out of their mouth is appalling. So I'm glad to hear what you said tonight. And I applaud you for that, because I know your father very well. I know your uncle. They're personal friends of mine. And they're first-class retired state troopers. Yes, Pat?
Look, I think, to tell you the truth, I think you're going down a slippery slope. I think you guys, it would be great to sign that resolution and post it up on the Facebook or whatever, but you can't be running around telling people that you don't like posts and it should be taken down, blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's just, you know, these people are talking about defunding the police. I think they're on the wrong page, but I don't think they have the right to say it.
I disagree.
I
respectfully disagree, because when a police officer gets it in the back, and I lose a police officer because of this event that could have gone the other way. We're fortunate, Kathy. Everything was fine. Our officers held their own. There was only one problem we had with the bands being smart-assed. We didn't want to be smart-assed to these protesters. I'm not against the protest. I've been through so many protests, I can't begin to tell you. I'm worried about defunding the police and what came out of their mouth in the public when they were trying to have dinner. That was my issue. And I just asked to have it taken down. If they didn't take it down, I couldn't control it.
Yeah.
It was a question. And I got an answer. The answer was no. I didn't stomp my feet up and go into the corner, but I'm allowed to ask it.
Okay, and you guys put up that resolution, sign it, back up the police. I would support that. I think the police in this town are awesome. I'm not kidding.
So now you understand why I'm a little upset. I'll read resolution 2020-094.
These knuckleheads, they're running around with a bullhorn. They don't even know what they're talking about.
Right.
And you got to, you know, it's just...
I got broad shoulders, Pat. I got broad shoulders.
Were these out-of-towners?
Yes.
Yes.
To the best of we...
How do you know that?
I say to the best of our knowledge, they're out-of-towners. There are several that are in the city.
Okay,
yes.
Then I'd just like to make a statement. With reference to what you said, Commissioner Bernowski, it may have been an ineffective very disruptive to the town, and given the hardships economically that the town's businesses are going through, the townspeople did a very good job of stepping up to the plate and supporting the restaurants.
Absolutely.
And I think it's very unfair to business owners if somebody knew of this, to try to not, I mean, step it back a little bit. You know, just...
It's hard to explain. You sounded like me a couple days ago.
The loss is one thing. The disruption to what should have been a fabulous night in town was completely different. And it was... It was really, ugly and unnecessary.
I will say one more, one other comment, sorry. When I did speak to Chief Miller, because I do want to sort of like wrap this up with some fact in there. When I spoke to Chief Miller, obviously, and I kind of addressed, you know, the misinformation that was being spread about me, it was actually his suggestion not to remove the post. I even asked him again on our call. I said, Chief, do you want me to try to get them to take it down? Like, is it something real? And he said, no. Honestly, there's only six likes. We're tracking it. My guys are looking at it. There's literally no traction. Do not ask them to remove it, because if it gets removed, it might cause more issue. That was the chief.
He changed his mind.
So like,
when he talked to me, he changed his mind.
And regardless of what it was, but like in our conversation, he did not want that to come down because he knew it would cause more issues. So, you know, respectfully for everybody, it didn't come down, and it that came from the chief, right? So like he knew, and he completely said the same thing. He's like, honestly, I know our town doesn't support this. Like no one in this town does. So like, you know, for anyone to feel like, I know why you feel that way.
Right.
And trust us, like, that's why we were pissed. Because I was like, how would someone think that about us when we respect the police in this town as much as we possibly can? You know what I mean? Like, we work with them as well as we can. There's no sort of animosity at all.
I cannot explain to you where we were 31 years ago and where we are today. Mm-hmm. And if I were talking to you what happened 31 years ago, you wouldn't believe me.
Yeah.
And that's why I feel the way I do.
Yeah, has there never been a post that was not posted to that website before? Whoever screens the posting, everything that somebody sends in goes on the post?
I don't know.
And the other thing is, if people aren't normal, regular citizens in Bordentown, aren't allowed to join this, that seems a little strange. You, as the mayor, can't get on. That's pretty strange.
I thought so. That was three years ago.
So who is the one who screens the posts that came on? Have other posts not been posted and or have posts been rejected?
Joe, I don't know how it operates, and it's probably a question for another time. But I can try and find out.
Right now.
I know my wife was hurt, just like you were hurt when people were spreading rumors around you. My wife was hurt as the wife of a 31-year commissioner, that she wasn't allowed to join a Facebook page. And she's on Facebook. I'm not. So I'm not hurt. They want to turn me in. I really don't care. So,
I just have a quick question. This is actually for Mr. Hunt. Just because I don't know the legality, of course, I'm in support of protest, free speech, but this actually turned into my little definition of more of a demonstration where they stopped, they engaged our patrons. They weren't coming for the business owners or the residents. They were engaging in discord. Don't you have to have a permit for a demonstration? And in the future, could we have said, yes, we know you are allowed to do this. Can you come next weekend? Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, is there something more formal where we're kind of doing both? But they had a captive audience. We were so lucky they came early. People had not had a lot of alcohol yet. And I'm not being flip. The wrong crowd at a table, that would not have gone well. And so I'm just wondering, is there something legally we can ask people like, yes, but you have to come fill this out. We need to know the number of people you're bringing. We need to know, are you bringing the bullhorn? We were told
that you have
drums and tambourines and signs.
I can confer with the city commission
on that. I think that would be very helpful. And then we can prepare.
I think that's come up a couple of years ago. I think we had a draft.
There's some questions about enforceability. Anytime you have a situation that threatens to breach the peace or your welfare people and turn into something where people get hurt, property get damaged, then you get into another level and things can be that certainly be addressed.
As far as permit, it may have started as defund the police, but it instantly another menu.
I agree with the sympathies that have been expressed here. I agree with the sympathies that have been expressed here, particularly by the mayor, and I can talk to the commission about that issue. But my advice is to the city and the commission.
We can look at those.
If I may, Jerry. So I think as a father of two kids in town and of an 11-year-old boy who idolizes Chief Miller, I mean, idolizes him, I think, for those that were here in the past month and a half to 2 months and sat in this room at these commission meetings, you heard firsthand stories about what our police department had done during this time, and those stories are inspirational. They're exactly what you would want a leader of a police department to act and have and run his department. So a lot has been said on public safety, but I think that it's those stories are the stories that we should be thinking about, because in a challenging environment, that's when people's true colors show. And I think it's easy to do the right thing when everyone's looking, right? When everyone's watching, it's easy to make the right decision. But in those instances that we heard in the past 2 months, when no one was around, it wasn't somebody on a bullhorn or somebody writing an article, the chief and his officers did exactly what you would want them to do. And for that, I'm grateful, and I'm happily, enthusiastically support this resolution.
Okay, I'll read it if I can. Leo?
Following up on Commissioner Myers, it was unfortunate, but it was also just one of those things that makes you so proud of the city, because about 15 minutes after you left, there was a woman parking her car on Veterans Way. CJ had chatted with her on Friday, or Thursday rather, when she and I were putting up the parking signs. I don't know the woman's story, other than her child has cancer. And she was very concerned about being able to park in proximity to her apartment for her sick child. I saw her coming up and into Farnsworth, not knowing that it was her. It's like, oh crap, somebody's like driving into it. But she did a K-turn, parked, with the help and guidance of, I don't know the officer's name, the two guys I was with.
Officer Lynch.
I'm sorry?
Lynch.
Is there a Brian Lynch?
Yeah.
And I didn't know this, and it really shouldn't matter, but it was a woman of color. The officer could have cared less. And my point is, this seemingly is what this group is aspiring towards. Colorblindness, compassion, decency, people being treated with respect by law enforcement. And unfortunately, these knuckleheads missed it by about 15 minutes. But there really was a beautiful, just, this is who we are.
Right.
And you know, I'm sympathetic to a lot of the issues that they espouse. Lord knows we could use a lot of help with race relations, police brutality in this country. But to your point, Mayor, you know, and I'm an old white guy, so maybe I speak from a privileged position, but this is the township, this is the city. That officer helping that woman and her child, that's who we are. And I reached out to the state group, Stand Up for Racial Justice New Jersey, to tell them that story, because I considered it to be inspired. I never heard back from them.
Thank you,
so, so I don't know if that's a testament to their sincerity or not.
Well, actually, they do that every day. I can testify to the fact they do that kind of thing every day.
And that's exactly what he said. He said, you know, we don't do stuff like that because people are watching. It doesn't matter. You know, so
I told that story before. I'm not going to tell the whole story again. But when I was getting texts, and we had the power outage, and I was worried about getting the power back, and it was between 40 and 45 African Americans that were stranded at the Lake Rail Station. They came up into town. I was getting texts that they were going to riot. In fact, our police department was giving them rides back to Trenton where they lived with their families, giving them water and some food because they were hungry. That's who we are. That's what we did. That story never made a newspaper, never made a Facebook page, but guess what? That's the truth. And this is what this police department does on a daily basis. Shame on me for not communicating as much. I've never been one to brag about anything. I like to solve the problem and move on. That's how I feel I've ran my life. And I'll continue to run my life that way, but thank you for the comments.
And unfortunately, those types of stories don't sell newspapers.
No, they don't.
If they did, we probably would be in the situation that we're in.
So with Resolution 2020-094, this is a recognizing and supporting Bordentown City Police Department and law enforcement statewide. Whereas the City of Bordentown has a long-established police department intended to serve and protect city residents and city property through the provisions of dedicated quality law enforcement services, and whereas the City of Bordentown recognizes and gratefully appreciates the danger and sacrifice that comes with the chosen profession of law enforcement, and whereas policing in American communities is a stressful, highly trained, and difficult occupation in which officers every public interaction, split-second decision-making is subject to public and media scrutiny. And whereas each day when the men and women of our law enforcement agencies, including our city police department, don their uniforms, they accept a tremendous responsibility to serve and protect the lives and property of their communities at all costs, which could include their life. Whereas based on his dedicated, dutiful professional services, the Bordentown City Police Department has and continues to have a positive and productive relationship with the citizens of Bordentown City and Fieldsboro alike. And whereas the Bordentown City Police Department has embraced community policing and are constantly evaluating and updating its policies, procedures, and training methods to provide the most professional law enforcement services to all of its residents. And whereas given this current civil unrest around our nation, it is the position of the City Commission that police officers deserve the support of their community and local officials to ensure mutual trust within the community and to be able to do their job effectively. And whereas the City Commission therefore desires to express its support and gratitude to the city law enforcement officers and state law enforcement officers who protect and serve their communities every day, now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the City of Bordentown and the County of Burlington, State of New Jersey, that it is hereby expressed their appreciation and strong support for Bordentown City Police Department and law enforcement agencies, county and statewide. Certifying the foregoing resolution was duly adopted Board of Commissioners, City of Bordentown, in a special meeting conducted on the 28th day of July 2020. And I will just add, as I said, asked earlier, I have a copy of this resolution signed by the three commissioners and their paycheck at the next pay period. Go ahead, a second.
Second.
Roll call.
Mayor Lynch?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Brodowski?
Yes.
And Commissioner Myers?
Yes. Preoccupied, sir. Yes.
I'll yield to the Deputy Mayor. Thank you for letting me vent tonight. It wasn't directed at anybody here, but I cannot sit still. I lost sleep for the last several nights over this. We deserve to act better and do better, and we're all in this together. Thank you.
Okay, Deputy Mayor Brodowski, Director of Revenue and Finance.
Thank you, Grace. Which is a couple house cleaning items this evening for the Finance Department. First is Resolution 2020-095, which is authorizing CFO separation agreement. This is pertaining to Mr. Richard Wright's employment. There have been some disputes arisen between the city and Mr. Wright, and in the interest of reaching an amicable resolution and separation agreement, the City of Bordentown and Mr. Wright, represented by council, have elected to enter into negotiations for the purpose of reaching an agreement on the termination of Mr. Wright's employment with the city.
Second.
Question, comment. I think kind of over the past few years, I've made a choice to kind of, as going through agenda items, to kind of make sure that we're communicating with the public, being transparent about things, and I think the alternative is waiting for a public comment. So I think, or I would ask that if you could elaborate a little bit more. I understand there's certain personnel things that cannot be discussed, but I think this resolution and the next resolution are one of the main reasons for this special meeting, and it's an important issue, and I think people have a right to at least know a little bit more than the body of this resolution.
Well, Mr. Myers, at this point, the separation agreement is still being finalized between Labor Council for my office and Mr. Wright's attorney. So that agreement will be a public agreement, will be publicly available at this point. And obviously there were issues that had led to the point where we're talking about separation. But beyond that, then my advice is that we should not get into those details. The public agreement itself, once finalized, will be, it's public entities involved, therefore it's public money.
Certainly understand and respect the privacy and realize that, you know, certain personnel matters. It's just, this is in my experience, this is a unique instance.
Well, I mean, you know, with CFO position, there's certain statutory requirements. The other resolution is more directed at dealing with that in short term. But at this point, I would caution the commissioners not to get into specific detail about the situation until that agreement is finalized.
I'll second.
Okay. Roll call. Mayor Lynch?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Brodowski?
Yes.
And Commissioner Myers?
No.
Okay. Resolution 2020-096, which is appointing a public entity as new CFO. This is on a temporary basis, seeing as how we have separated between our previously appointed CFO. We still require having a CFO on staff to function for certain statutory reasons. Signatory is needed for certain certification of funds, things like bank reconciliations, purchasing reviews over certain thresholds. And it's at the advice of counsel to appoint a professional service through Holman Frania. This is a Holman Frania Allison PC, HFA, hereby appointed to the city position of Chief Financial Officer, effective immediately for a period of 1 year. We'd like to clarify that is the maximum allowable.
Yes, that's a good point, Deputy Mayor. I was going to ask that the resolution be now therefore paragraph that it would be effective immediately for a period not to exceed.
Thank you.
I'll second. Questions, so maybe this is the more applicable place for these. So, and I apologize, I tried to reach out to Mr. Hunt to get some of these, but so I apologize if the questions will go to you or to the Deputy Mayor, but what is the scope of, I understand the need for the position, but the question is, what is the scope? What is he or she going to be doing, presumably for the next, whatever the period of time is?
Well, you have to have...
I understand that the memo said yes. I understand that piece, but it's... So the
I talked to Madeline, who is from Holman Frania, who will be performing these functions.
Speak up a little bit more.
I spoke to Matt Holman. From Holman Frania, who will be performing these functions. And there's statutory requirements that CFO has to have. You have to have somebody functioning in that position. Holman Frania, who is not our regular auditor right now, that's Mike Holzberg, but they do this. They've acted as our auditor in the past. They're familiar with the city. So there's things that they have to sign off on statutorily under state law. So that's what they'll be involved in. I imagine there'll be a meeting promptly with Mrs. Archer, Ms. Ryan, to get that situation set up. I talked to Mayor Podowski about it. So there's things that are required under the Division of Local Government Services for CFO to do. Check registers, things of that nature. So,
So very fair, very good. I don't want to say obvious, but does it become effective immediately? Is this
yes?
Is this
effective immediately?
So then, kind of, it gets back to the conversation Grace and the Deputy Mayor and I had last week that we'll have the abilities to issue POs effective immediately.
Yes, I mean the city can issue POs, but the CFO will be involved effective immediately. And again, this is something that they kind of had a specialty in doing this. Coming into these type of situations and acting as a private entity CEO. And the agenda, it says appoint a public entity, it should be a private entity. Because the New Jersey Administrative Code specifically speaks to this type of situation. You need approval of the Division of Local Governmental Services. That application has been filled out, it's pending. So that was done immediately. Try and help facilitate doing this as quickly as possible.
Your memo talked about a supervisory role. that, I think it's the last paragraph in your memo that talked about the need for an individual to be the supervisor of the CFO, and it can't be that public, or excuse me, that private consultant or entity.
Well, the supervisor would be, you know, the Walsh Act would be Mr. Radowski and the commission.
So then the deputy mayor would be the supervisor for that, for the new firm?
Well, under the Walsh Act, Deputy Mayor Radowski is the commissioner of finance. So he would be the direct supervisor. Mayor Lynch oversees all departments, so. Again, I talked to John earlier today about having a prompt meeting and making sure that, you know, things are lined up.
One thing I'll caution, though, Joe, and something the Public Works is going to have to deal with, is the fact that the POs, I don't think, can be cut on a daily basis, because I don't think they're going to be there every day. So I think we have to adjust our purchasing habits, the purchase order just issued, when they're here, so they can have an oversight of who cuts that PO. But if I'm reading that right, but that's something to be cautious about. And it affects Joe more than it does anybody.
I have a question. What has led up, and what are the circumstances that are having going on in City Hall that led up to this?
I think that's a difficult question to answer at the moment, given the incomplete agreement signed with the former CFO.
It's nothing to do with the agreement. I just want to know, I mean, the public wants to know, what's been going on in the City Hall as far as the finances are concerned. I've raised this question 2 months ago when I sent, when is it either the Department of Community Affairs or the Attorney General going to come in here and start looking at the finances of the city? I said that 2 months ago. And I think the public needs to know what has been going on that would create a situation that the CFO is leaving under such strange circumstances, and you're hiring a temporary CFO, and the implications to the clerk, deputy clerk, and the purchasing, and all. I mean, I was in here a month or so ago, and we had a problem with the bank was supposed to be switched for 6 months, and it wasn't switched. But there's a whole set of circumstances that I think the public ought to know about that's involved with the finances of the city. It is not a pretty situation. And I think the public needs to know that.
Well, the finances of the city are in excellent condition. The issues with the former CFO have more to do with personality. We conducted 2 independent investigations into the finances of the city and found that there's been no fraud, there's been no unlawful activity, there's been no statutorily incorrect financial activity. It seems as though the staff within City Hall were not able to effectively work together, and certain requirements that we put forward as a commission on the CFO's position were not being met.
Respectfully, obviously there were issues, obviously there were some issues with timeliness, communication, that type of thing, but in order to have a separation agreement, there's an non-disparagement clause. There will be a...
I don't want to disparage anybody, but I want the people in the town to know exactly the state of financial affairs in the city of Bordentown, the impact on the clerk, the deputy clerk, and other individuals within the city. But I mean, I would respond
to say there, you know, the audit is taking place. There will be a report from the auditor. There will be a report from our auditor that will set forth, reflect some of these issues.
So let me try and ask a different question then. So, again, I understand the personnel issue, but the it's been discussed in public forums like this many times that the city has had trouble paying bills. That's yeah. public knowledge. So
the situation with the bank has come up.
Right, so my first question is it within the scope, and again, I apologize for asking this, but I feel as though there's been, I didn't have a chance to connect with you, Rick, today, we played phone tag, okay. So again, I'm not directing it at one person, I'm just, we spent a lot of time as a commission talking about finances, and is, like, what's the plan forward? Is the plan forward that this company will help right the ship? Is part of their scope to make sure that we pay our bills on time?
Yes.
Is part of the scope
and
of this
to work with and to work with city staff is in that regard.
So,
we have to have somebody functioning in this capacity. Okay. This firm is recommended by our auditor. They do this. They're very familiar with the process of getting appointed as the temporary private entities.
Well, I think Joe's looking for it at the end of the road here. I mean, they're not going to be here forever. They might be here for a month.
Well, they
might be here for 3 weeks.
Our
intention is to hire a new CFO.
Our auditor is doing the report, our financial statement for the year 2019, and we'll do one for 2020. This firm's not our auditor. This firm's going to pitch it as a CFO.
So let me ask a follow-up question.
All the statutory requirements of the CFO for the City of Bordentown have been met over the last year.
I'm not our auditor. Our auditor has indicated there are some significant concerns and significant issues. But I'm going to leave it at that because we're in the process of finalizing the separation.
So let me ask you.
And I would request that the commissioners.
So well, I agree with what you just said because the auditor was in contact with me as well and said the same thing that to try and answer your question without preaching what we're not supposed to say. All right, go on again. You want me to start again? I'll start right now. But I'm not going to do that. But I will tell you, Rick, if you repeat that, what Mr. Malone asked, just repeat what you just said, were there issues?
Yeah, I mean, we had the auditor look at it. We had the auditor look at the situation 2019 and the administrative situation.
As an attorney, have statutory problems existed? And you as an attorney answer the question whether the statutory problems in the way that the finance office has been handled in the city of Bordentown.
Joe?
Okay.
You know me.
I know the answer.
Yeah. And you know, and I've represented the city when you've been sitting up.
I understand that.
So I'm trying to do what's best right for the city and the commissioners.
Nothing like this has ever happened
right.
in the city of Bordentown. In the 28 years I was here, and the 30 right. some years Jimmy was there,
right.
it's never happened before.
And
you put such pressure on Grace and Fallon and everybody else in that office.
Right, and hopefully, new doors opening. We got this firm in here immediately.
What's stopping it from happening again?
Well. Obviously, every effort is going to be made by the commissioner to do the right thing. I mean, sometimes things don't work out. Sometimes a hire is not a success.
A young lady had to hire an attorney to protect herself. I mean, this is an ugly situation.
But it's been dealt with, and it's being dealt with. It's being finalized. So, I know you love the city as much as anybody has ever loved the city. So I'm
sure that it never happens again because this is horrifying.
Well, I'll do what I can on my end.
So,
and I'm sure commissioners will do likewise.
Question, comment. The last question I promise is just when would we envision seeing? I mean, I asked the question last month and the month prior to that. When would we envision seeing it all? And I assume part of the role that the firm is to help close out or get the books audited, right? Presumably.
The auditor is doing the audit. The audit, our regular auditor, Mike Holt, is doing our audit. Okay, he's doing the audit for 2019.
But, maybe I'm misunderstanding.
So I can't tell you, from what I understand,
yeah.
but
Mr. Ryan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The auditors are in the process of doing the audit. Unfortunately, they didn't have all the information they needed, so the office has been working diligently to get that information to them. They have it almost compiled, and probably within the next day or so, it should be given to the auditors, and then hopefully they'll be able to complete the audit.
So, best case, looking at maybe an August meeting for the audit, or maybe September, give or take?
No, I'm hoping for August. Mm. We'll check on that.
It can't go past September.
Thank you for indulging me. That kind of concludes my question. My comment is just that, I feel like there's been a lack of communication with the finance department. I feel like we've had several special meetings. We've talked a lot about kind of paying the bills. We've brought in professionals to help with this. And I'm not saying this is the right model, but I know that, the deputy mayor and I asked the mayor in the very beginning of this pandemic and said, listen, we want information. Now we want to know what's going on. And to his credit, we get daily emails on weekends and evenings about what's going on with the pandemic, what's the response at the county level, the state level. I know that the three of us have talked about communication in terms of how we can improve our communication. And I think I've made progress personally. I send the two of you, in addition to Grace, weekly emails on Public Works and the Water Department. I send monthly updates that are on the chairs here. I send at least 3 to 4 text messages to everyone on this side of the table about water leaks, about when a reporter calls me about what's going on at the Water Department, about construction mobilization, construction kickoffs. I feel as though that my personality or my approach to this position has been openness and transparency to make sure that everyone here has that information. And I feel like either it's this situation or a confluence of events, but I'm not getting that professional courtesy back from the finance department. So I'm asking you, the deputy mayor, John, if you could at least make a commitment to me to improve upon that. Furthermore, I've made sure that we've rescheduled meetings with the engineer to make sure that it accommodates your schedule. I reached out to you last week, last Monday night, just to check in and kind of share a story that somebody told me earlier about just trying to offer support and help to you. And you told me there was a meeting with the finance department in the morning. Nothing. I haven't heard anything since then. So I apologize for the barrage of comments, but I just feel as though there's a lack of professionalism in terms of what's going on with the city finances, especially given the fact that we had to bring back Pat Ryan to help right the ship a few months ago. And I think she's done a tremendous job in trying to help put things together, and I appreciate the information that I get from Pat because that's all I'm getting. I'm not getting anything else. So,
sure, I'm not sure what you're getting at, but I'm not withholding any information from anyone sitting up here or in the audience. And the fact that you're getting reports from Pat means you're getting more information than I am.
John, excuse me, but that's not fair.
For reports from when I initiate. For example, at our finance meeting,
I've always told you could call me, and haven't I given you an update on everything? Haven't I talked with you?
At my prompt.
And I told you, call me anytime and I would tell you anything. Is that not true?
That's true.
That's true. And you haven't called me in several weeks.
We had a meeting last week, as Joe mentioned. I found out at that meeting that roles and duties within the finance department were changed without my knowledge. So I agree that there is not good communication in the finance department, and I'm subject to the same lack of communication that you are. We had a couple meetings where we decided that we need to change the accounts payable procedure. The bills paid on time, as was issued, as has been made an issue. A deputy clerk stepped in, decided to do some additional accounts payable. Last week, that was completely changed without my knowledge. So these are the types of things that I agree, that we, Commissioner Myers, we absolutely need to improve upon. From where I'm sitting, I'm not holding back any information.
if there was an implication that you're withholding information, then I apologize for that. My question is that I think if somebody asked you in the street, hey, what's going on at Public Works, based on the hour meeting we had this past Friday, based on the email that I sent you, the mayor, and Grace on Sunday evening, and then even a follow-up email today, I think you could intelligently tell people what's going on at the Water Department and Public Works. If somebody came to me and asked me about Finance Department, all I could tell you is that we can't pay the bills right now. And that's and that's being honest. So all I'm saying is
that it's not being honest, though. You can pay the bills right now. How are we not paying the bills?
Oh, Jesus.
I would suggest that at the last month's meeting, we approved bills in the amount of $96,000 to Remington and Vernick. So if you're telling me that Remington and Vernick does on a monthly basis $96,000 of bills, I would say then that means we're paying them over $1 million a year. That's crazy.
Okay. So, and that's we're not paying monthly bills to Remington and Vernick based on their monthly invoices. So regardless, these are all the reasons why we are moving forward with a new CFO.
Agreed. All I'm saying is I've made an effort to make sure that both you and the mayor, just not you, but both of you are fully apprised. Know everything. You know everything from the testing, when I get a phone call from a reporter, to the numbers coming in real time. I make sure that I'm open and transparent to you, as I am with everyone here. I'm not trying to make sure that I'm not being communicated with people, and all I'm asking is that you do the same. That's all. It's a work in progress. Again, it's not easy because of my various issues with quorum for the two of us to communicate, but all I'm saying is that just meet me halfway. That's all.
Yes, Bob.
I don't know why you're having such a hard problem saying this. The guy was not transparent. The guy did not communicate, okay? And I'm an employee of the city of Wardentown. I had to go out of my way to get him to do that. And it was ridiculous. He didn't communicate even with the people that he was using. Now, I don't know what his problem is, and I wish him well. But he wasn't doing a job here, and that's why he's gone. And all we want to be able to go in there and get what we need. I've worked with Commissioner Myers now for 3 years. What you guys did with the water issue is how things should be handled. Total transparency. Everybody understands what happened and what you did about it. I got nothing from him. You had to pry things out of him. So, to pretend there was no problem, he caused all the problems.
Well, we're not at liberty to voice that. But
I have a right to say that because I was affected by it. I'm not breaking any disclosure agreement. That's my personal experience. It was aggravating.
Okay, anything else, Judge Daniels?
No, sir.
Okay. I'll second. Great.
Forgot where we were.
Gentlemen,
point of order. Does anybody have another question? I'm sorry. Yes, sir.
I'm sorry. Will the audit be made public and put on the
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
When you say you have trouble paying the bills, is that because we're out of cash? Is there a
It's not that. We don't want to mislead you that way and say that the city doesn't have the money. Uh-huh. And again, we're limited in what we can say. And I did have to get involved in this as an official of all the departments. I will admit that because I didn't like what I saw. I didn't like what I saw 3 months ago. I didn't like what I saw 6 months ago. But I was limited in my ability to watch this play out. It played out to the point where I couldn't take it anymore. It was my instruction to bring Pat Ryan back. Thank you, Pat, for coming back. It was overwhelming. And in the same event as why I was a little frustrated tonight, I'm also dealing with the pandemic since February. So all this perfect storm came together and met.
Okay.
And so for us, what we had to go through this weekend is why I got upset. And we shouldn't have to do that, not a tail like we did. Unless you have something else to say about the about the motion.
I just want to know, will the city need to restate any financial statements?
We will be, once we get the audit, and one of the reasons you don't have the audit is because they can't do an audit without the proper information. An auditor can't do an audit unless he receives what he's asked for. He's asking for things in the audit that they did not receive. Those documents exist. But the auditor can't do an audit unless he has it. So Grace and Pat Ryan, the office staff now, they're going to be working with Mike Colton, who's our auditor, to make sure that that information is furnished to him. As soon as that's done, the audit will be completed. The audit will be made public. There will certainly be comments on that audit that you'll be able to read, as in every audit, pro and con. And then that's when it will become public.
Okay.
The hiring of Holman is we need somebody in there to issue POs. We need somebody to keep the business, the day-to-day business running. That's why Holman is being appointed tonight. This is a short-term, hopefully a short-term appointment until we hire someone then. It's unfortunate. The whole situation is unfortunate.
Is there any been law enforcement agency involved with this or not?
We haven't gone that far yet, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Attorney General's office doesn't get at some point get involved. That's all I can say.
I would be very surprised if the Attorney General's office got involved. I do not think there's anything to worry about from the city's financial health. That's absolutely what I have seen up to this point, and we have had investigations done to ensure that, leading up to the situation we're at now.
Okay, does that answer your question? You good? Okay. All right. You're enough. Can I have a roll call?
Yes. Mayor Lynch?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Brodowski?
Yes.
And Commissioner Myers?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Anything else, John?
Well, one bit of good news in all the frustrations within the city, the long, years-long battle against the hazardous waste site of Elkhorn seems to finally be over. They have officially withdrawn their application. They have cited the current economic climate, but in my opinion, I think it has a lot to do with the hundreds of volunteers and concerned residents on both sides of the river who formed a coalition. Many of us attended many meetings, attended commission meetings both in Bucks County and Burlington County and along the river. We advocated with both Burlington County freeholders, our local assemblymen and senators. We got it to the state level to get some attention at that point. And it just goes to show that, you know, a lot of teamwork goes a long way. So to everybody involved, and I know a lot of the residents in town were very active and involved as well. So I just wanted to share that good news in case anyone missed it. And I would encourage, we don't really have the authority, but I would encourage the Falls Township supervisors to revisit the zoning in that Keystone Industrial Complex to prevent any future similar applications. Now that there's not a pending application, now they have some more flexibility to look at the zoning. So I would hope that they would consider changing some zoning while they can.
With that thought, Rick, can we draft a letter from the commissioners to send to Falls Township?
Sure.
Thanking them for their, because they weren't really hot on this either, from what
absolutely
the people I've talked to over there, the commissioners, thanking them for that and putting some language in there to what the deputy mayor just alluded to.
Absolutely.
All right, thank you. Let us go.
And just wanted to comment quickly on the event this past weekend. As the mayor alluded to, there were some hiccups. There were some concerns from residents, both in the immediate area and the surrounding area, just about certain noise levels. There were some issues with folks wearing masks, which is difficult to enforce at this moment. But all in all, it seemed like a successful event. And I know the DBA acted on very short notice and pulled this together. And I think that there are some things to iron out, and I think that we'll get into that discussion in just a minute. But I think it's worthy to talk about and to see where we can take it from here.
Okay, thank you, John. Joe, have anything, Bruce?
Commissioner Myers?
The only thing I just want to add is that there's a few flyers, I don't know if I have enough for everyone, so if you're interested, I can email them to you, or I'll put it on Facebook tonight. But just want to clarify one thing. I guess after a while, you get your name in the newspaper, and it never seems to be the right information. So I just want to have absolute clarity that the good news is that the city, in terms of its water testing, is compliant, which, again, as I said at an earlier meeting, 100% of the credit should go to people that are a lot smarter than me, including John Walls, for kind of he and his team, including Mr. Foley, to kind of do all the work, including, and I was remiss to mention this last time, including Grace Archer. The team did a tremendous job, and they should get the credit for that. Just to clarify that there's still a lot of work to do. This doesn't mean that we stop testing. It doesn't mean that we stop offering free testing. It doesn't mean that we have a lot of work to do. We have a considerable amount of work to do. The deputy mayor and I were just talking the other day, or on Friday, with our engineer, that there's a lot of projects we have in our capital budget that we need to start advancing. So there's a lot of work to do, but we said this in the beginning, and we continue to say that the problem was and continues to be an interior plumbing problem. Maybe not exactly what the newspaper said, but it's an interior plumbing problem. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, John. Okay, public comment. We talked a little about the weekend under my report. CJ, do you want to add anything to it? Or we know we have some issues. We have some hurdles we have to talk about, commissioners and you. Things that Deputy Mayor just brought up, masks, social distancing, layout bans, some of these things are going to change if we do it again, right?
Yes, so. I think actually we would probably increase our actual signage, and then I would be prepared to send to our entire membership exactly what they have to do.
Right.
See, I know the police can only do so much, and I think the onus, a lot of it, is on the business owner. And true to form, it's different personalities here.
Right.
Things differently. You know, we have some businesses that are, they feel part of a whole. Others are just, they're lone wolves, and they're going to do what they want to do.
Just so the public knows, the idea of closing the street and expanding the restaurants out into the street was to do exactly what the governor's executive orders are telling us to do. We get jammed up on weekends when we're not expanded out into the street, so they sell out whatever they do, but it's tight. It's not. We know it's tight, but they're doing the best. All the restaurants are really doing a good job with that. Some we had to take out of the corner and put them in the middle of the floor, but they finally came around, right?
Yeah, but...
But that was the idea. It wasn't for a street fair atmosphere. It wasn't for vendors coming in. It was expand, so you could expand out, a little extra tables, a little bit more income for the restaurants. We got winter, we got fall coming up, and God knows what's going to happen.
But we were all the retailers, most of us stayed open,
So generally, I think we do have some hiccups. We acknowledge it, we admit it, and we need to sit down and we need to fix it.
Absolutely.
Okay, you agree?
I want to thank the city again, City Works, police, everybody was just so spot on. Just amazing.
Very proud of Public Works. I mean, they, Bobby, really great job. Great job of Public Works.
I did want to add something. So I'm a resident of 25 Farnsworth, so we were right across from the brewery.
Mm-hmm.
Our little group of residents, myself, 29, 27, 32, and 19,
mm-hmm.
we certainly had a frustrating weekend.
I understand.
With the music there.
Right.
We're also huge supporters of the town and the small businesses. We want to contribute and have the town be able to do these events and you know, a band for an event like we have the River Fest and things like that, to us it's very reasonable. We are having concerns that three nights a week Tyndall Brewery has been having live bands outside and many nights it's a full band. Drums, bass, electric guitars, PA systems. It's getting to the point where, you know, during the evening hours where we're putting our kids in bed and things like that, there's
right.
no escaping it inside our
What home. Nights are these that they're open?
What's that?
What nights are they open now?
I think it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And also, just to note, I'm very hopeful that we're going to resolve this on our own. Without the town, the brewery doesn't open until Thursday, but my neighbors and I, who go to the brewery all the time, we're going to stop down and just chat with them.
Okay.
Because if live music is a drive for them and having acoustic acts and things like that, we don't mind a little bit of music coming from down the street.
Right.
But when
I think that's being fair.
When the full bands are on the street, it's to the point where we can't function inside.
We're not going to be able, I can tell you right now, we're not going to be able to have full bands like that they had this week. That's going to stop.
That's fair.
All right.
That was not approved. There was nothing that they ran by us.
That came out of nowhere.
Never would have approved drums.
Okay.
First of all. So, we assure you that won't be happening.
that's fine. And
yeah, let that come from us. That's not you meet with them and have that conversation with them, but we'll be the ones to take the criticism on it, because it's not fair to you.
That's fine. And I'm sure, well, I know that we weren't the only ones. I've
heard rumors
of other people. No one in my little group of neighbors, we didn't formally complain with the police departments, and we heard other people did. But we did want to have a conversation because it's a big enough deal to complain.
Rightfully so.
Rightfully so.
I agree.
Just wanted to
thank you for bringing it up that way, too. I appreciate that.
A couple weeks ago, I asked about the finances for the projects that were going on the street and the border and so forth. Have all of the ordinances and certifications and appropriate auditing been done on funding those projects? And I don't need an answer tonight, but I'm getting
we're probably going to have to get that for you then.
Grace may know the answer.
The ordinances are all done.
Yeah, the ordinances should all have been completed for the projects that have already broken ground. We have several.
I can't hear you.
The ordinances, and Grace has confirmed this.
Okay, but there's certifications, and there's also, was there any bonding involved in paying for the work that was done?
Were the resolutions that we passed expending money, did the certification follow? Fallon was waiting for certification.
No, I don't have the certifications
for
the resolutions.
Not
for the resolutions, but the bond ordinances are all.
Bond ordinances are fine.
Yeah.
All right, that's what you're
saying.
Right, Val? You good?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, anyone else from the public? Yes,
just kind of in relation to the whole CFO talk. Is there a way to do a complete audit of every single department in the city? Because I can tell you as a volunteer that basically runs 90% of the city's efforts in a lot of things, I'm getting tired, and it's exhausting that half the people in the city don't do their job. I told Bob and JC and Ed Foley before that, how the hell are they the only three public works guys that do anything? There's a countless list of things. No, I'm saying you guys do a lot. You guys do a lot, but there's so many things that fall through the cracks constantly. There's people in City Hall that don't do their job, and I have countless examples of it, and I have to pick up the slack on it.
That's
so,
a pretty big accusation. I think most people do their job. You got to remember that we're limited by the amount of manpower we have.
And that might be the case too. That's what I mean.
Elaborate on that for a second, just for the benefit of everyone? I don't think anybody could hear you.
You're talking about?
Yes.
Are you talking to me or
talking about? No, both of you.
My comment isn't to say that they're not doing their job just because they don't want to. I'm saying it more of is there a way to almost look at every department and say, hey, they are short staffed. Let's look to hire some more people.
We're doing it all the time.
Okay.
But you got to be careful who you hire today.
Yeah, I know.
Get a good person, you try to hire them if you need a person.
I think just actually along those lines, Pat gave me those are the business applications right there. So on the water, fair question, and I think that should be part of the process that three of us all
should
speak on behalf of the water. And I know to the point of water, that was actually in our asset management plan. They did a comparative analysis of the size of water systems, and Bordentown City was woefully understaffed. So kind of as a commission, we worked together to make sure that we allocated money and have hired new staff at the water department. I mean, I think if you asked John Walls, he'd say you probably need more people. And then to Bob's point, I would argue you probably need more people at Public Works, but right now the challenge we have at Public Works is that we have one person that is out on a second back surgery, and you have another gentleman that broke his ankle, so you kind of, at least in the interim or in the short term, you got to work with what you have.
But here's the other thing. The question is raw and all assumed, right? There has been times, I'll give you a couple examples. The deputy mayor has gone into City Hall, have had a staff meeting, and I've asked him how the staff meeting went, and he said, great. And I said, how's everything going? Great. No issues? None. Only to find out we do have issues. They were not that telling him the truth. He was not able to get the truth out of certain people at City Hall. So we have a big issue we're dealing with. So your volunteer work is commendable, but to say that such certain people aren't doing their jobs, I'm not so sure I would be that broad with it, but I would let you know. We know, and I know. Is why I had to get involved in the degree I had to get involved with, because we know that,
okay.
And we're addressing it.
That's all I'm asking. Yeah, just to just look at it across
fair
the thing.
We're aware. So we're not happy.
And I would add one more thing. We've gone through four people in the Public Works Department in the last 2 years. We let go. For whatever reason,
exactly.
However we did it, we got rid of them.
But we're not giving up. We're going to continue. We're going to do the right thing. So, all right, any other questions, Kat?
Yeah, okay. This is the most important issue we're going to deal with tonight. And it has to do with the closing of the picnic area. Look, I live in a apartment.
Right.
I don't have a pool. I don't have a backyard. I go down there, eat my crummy sandwich,
right,
and read my book. I mean, that's my big...
We're gonna loosen that up for residents, but we got to the point a couple weeks.
I know, it was out of control.
It was out of control.
It was gridlocked.
Yeah, so we understand.
Okay.
We understand. And we're gonna loosen it up.
When?
Tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Go on down there tomorrow and have lunch.
Yes.
All right? What else?
I was at the other day.
What else you want to talk about? Anything else?
I asked the police, what are you going to do if I go in there?
Would you make sure that Kathy had a day on to have lunch tomorrow? All right, there you go. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, you're
thank
welcome.
You.
Okay, see, it's not that tough.
Okay.
All right, anything else tonight? Okay, Gary, thank you so much for coming out. I'm sorry it went a little bit longer than we thought. But as you can see, we're adamant about our town, right? We love it, we care about it, and we're not going to let anybody hurt it. So with that, I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Thank you.
I would be very cautious.
I'll call the next page.